Adam Schiff defiant after House Intel Republicans demand resignation. By Joshua Kaplan on March 28, 2019. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, DCA, responded to Republicans demanding he resign from his position by repeating claims that the Trump Tower meeting was proof that the Trump campaign indeed colluded with Russia during the 2016 election. On Thursday, Representative Mike Conaway, RTX, said Schiff had hurt the intelligence panel's integrity and no longer had the confidence of his peers due to his consistent promotion of the demonstrably false Trump-Russia collision narrative. The findings of the special counsel conclusively refute your past and present assertions and have exposed you as abused your position to knowingly promote false information, stated Conaway, who introduced a letter signed by the panel's 9 Republican members that Schiff stepped down immediately. In his remarks, Schiff shot back by listing the instances in which Trump campaign officials were in contact with Russia officials, referring to their communications as not okay. My colleagues may think it is okay the president's son was offered dirt as part of an effort to help Trump, an agitated Schiff said. You might think it is okay. I don't. The heated hearing comes days after Attorney General William Barr released a summary of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into alleged collusion. The special counsel concluded there is no evidence the Trump campaign and the Kremlin collude, despite the latter's repeated efforts. Earlier Thursday, President Donald Trump tweeted that Schiff should resignation from Congress. Congressman Adam Schiff, who spent 2 years knowingly and unlawfully lying and leaking, should be forced to resign from Congress, the president wrote. However, Schiff has shown no signs that he will leave his post, nor back off of his unproven claims of collusion. In an interview with The Washington Post Wednesday, the California Democrat said he believes undoubtedly there is collusion. We will continue to investigate the counterintelligence issues. That is the president or people around him compromised in any way by a hostile foreign power? It doesn't appear that was any part of Mueller's report, he told the Post.